Credit Union. We have a lot to talk about today. Let me get to the calls first, and then I'll lay out some of the topics, and why don't we do a government gone wild item next, Ryan, but not right now. Let me put on Q, first of all, who travels around the Northwest taking pictures at the soldiers of those who made the, at the funerals, I should say, of those soldiers who have made the ultimate sacrifice for our country. Q, what's going on?
Hey, Lars, I thought I'd give you guys an update. I haven't been on your show for a while.
Yes, sir.
Last Saturday, we celebrated the life of Sergeant Michael Miller, 22 years old. He was badly injured last July from one of those coward bombs, you know, those IEDs, and he finally died of his injuries. And coming up on this Thursday, we've got another young man, Private Joshua Young, who's going to be laid to rest in Roseburg, and anybody connected, I encourage you to come down on Thursday to the Douglas County Fairgrounds. Be there by 1 o'clock where we'll be celebrating his life. I'll be driving down to Roseburg tomorrow to welcome him home as his plane is going to come in and bring him home.
And to see the pictures, go to IraqWarHeroes.com, correct?
.com or .org.
Either way.
For information, over 4,484 Americans have given their lives for your freedom.
Absolutely. No, it's not free. It is one with the blood of patriots. Q, thank you. Let me go to Clint in Lapine, Oregon.